To begin with today, I want to thank so many of you that wrote notes on Facebook when you heard my last podcast and I talked about my dad's passing. Your kind words lifted my spirit. Thank you so very much for taking the time and doing that. It meant a great deal to me. I wonder how you're doing. There's so much happening right now in our world, and it's very, very easy to get swept up into a significant amount of anxiety and stress because of what's happening globally. This coronavirus it's devastating people's lives around the globe. And of course, the economy, everyone is being impacted by what's happening presently in the economy. And I've been wondering how you're doing. You know, where we are right now in our world and what's happening is a formula for anxiety, for us to begin to worry quite a bit, for a lot of impulsive decisions, for self-protection. We're seeing self-protection happen a lot with the whole idea of the amount of hoarding that's taking place. And to one degree, I get it. But as Christians, we need to think about all this. You know, I'm as vulnerable as you are. I'm especially vulnerable to anxiety and worry, which I've talked to you many times. But what I've learned is, ultimately, it just doesn't help. So let me tell you about a couple days ago. So the day after Dad passed, I knew there would be a lot of things that needed to take place. And at one level, I was just beginning to touch the grief. But at another level, there are all kinds of decisions and difficulties that immediately must follow. And I sat down to make a list of all the things I needed to take care of, even though I'm still kind of struggling with his passing, even though God was there. And it was wonderful to see him go into the hands of Jesus. There is that in between sadness and joy. And so I made this list of all kinds of decisions that had to be made. And I felt a little bit of anxiety coming on. And then I turned on the news for whatever reason. And my goodness gracious, they were talking about all the numbers of people that have been impacted globally, about what's happening at grocery stores, about the fact that there are shortages for hospitals, groceries, all kinds of things like that. And to be honest with you, I felt my anxiety beginning to increase. And I knew right away, this is decision time. I'm either going to meet Jesus or this thing is going to spin and I'm going to have some struggle. And I may then get caught up in anxiety and worry and impulsive decisions and self-protection. And so I had to make a decision. Will I turn to Christ intentionally? You know, I learned a long time ago that the mind controlled by the flesh is death. If I allow my flesh, the old way of thinking, to grab hold of a circumstance before I know it, it's going to auger me into a very, very difficult place. But if I can move into the life of the Spirit, all of a sudden there can be a settling. I can see it from a different perspective. And the Spirit unites with my spirit and gives the peace that Christ has promised. And so for myself, I knew this is something I'm going to have to do. I can't wait. I know there are a lot of things that I need to be attentive to right now, but if I don't get alone and I don't get quiet and I don't allow the Lord to speak into my heart, my anxiety is going to rise. So I want to talk to you about some things related to all this. Now, before I go into the, if you will, the spiritual side, and some recommendations I have regarding that, let's just be faithful with the practical guidance that we're getting. Let's take it seriously. I'm washing my hands more than I've ever washed my hands. And when I do it, I sing happy birthday to myself twice to make sure I've soaked up and done it enough. In between, whenever I'm out or doing something here around the house, I use hand sanitizer. Yeah, I'm practicing social distancing. I'm talking to my staff online, or tomorrow I have a Zoom call. I'm pretty much staying at home unless there is something I have to do, And even when that happens, I'm being very cautious. I want to also, you know, wipe down surfaces and do anything necessary, because I think that's our part. It's practical, and when I do it, I feel like, okay, I've done at this point what I can. And that's very, very important. But now, having said that, what's even more important for us that are in Christ, when all of this is happening, is to find a practical way to turn into Him. And I want to define that practical way. And to be honest with you, I'm going to describe it, and you can either do it right now as I'm talking with you, or take notes of what I'm saying and try to practice it actually a couple times a day. That's what I'm doing. And I'm finding that it really helps me find rest, where I'm able to relinquish things into the hands of Christ, feel His embrace around me, experience the shalom He promised, and then enter a time of thanksgiving. That's my little acronym for rest. So here we go. Let's begin. So I'm going to imagine that you're right now going to take the time and you're going to do it. So the first thing is, I want you to get into a posture that is comfortable for you. I like to sit up straight. Often I put my hands on my thighs. And then I want to simply practice some deep breathing. You may want to do that right now. I like to do deep breathing by breathing in through my nostrils and letting it out through my mouth. And I do it several times, and I always hold the breath. In, let it out. Bring it in, hold it, let it out. And while I'm doing that, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to take over my thinking so that I can enter a time of stillness. I also have this little practice I do that if my mind begins to, you know, spin off into worry, is to say to myself, distractions are like clouds crossing a clear blue sky. Don't fight them, just let them pass on by. Another thing that's really important for me in this kind of a time is to remember how essential it is to stay in the present moment. Boy, it's so easy to begin to think about what has happened and what might happen, and we forget to be present in what is happening right in this moment. We're getting quiet. We're focusing. We want to be present with the Lord so that He can carry this burden for us and that we can be assured of His presence and His care. Now, at that point, I want the Holy Spirit to help me deeply engage both visually and mentally, a truth about God. Now, some of us practice the safe place exercise, which, by the way, I just demonstrated and taught on our Patreon page for the School of Formational Care. But I want to walk you through a very specific scripture that I want us to do as a spiritual exercise that I think can help us in these days. It's found in Philippians. It's in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, and you can read it later. But here's how Paul begins. So we're doing our deep breathing. We're still. We've invited the Holy Spirit to be present with us. Now, the first thing he says is rejoice in the Lord. Now, what does that mean? I think it means to spend some time thanking the Lord for blessings great and small. No matter what we're going through, or whatever we may think we're going to go through, there are blessings that God gives us. I mentioned one right off the bat, the blessing of so many of you that wrote me a kind note on Facebook. So you want to rejoice in the Lord in all the blessings that are true of you, and let the Holy Spirit bring these blessings to mind. And Paul was so adamant that he said it twice. In other words, when you think you're done, do it again. Rejoice in the Lord. Look at your memorial stones. Name all the things that have happened that show you God has cared for you. Blessings, great and small. Will you do that? Maybe take a pad and pencil, write it down. It's important. Now, once Paul says to us, rejoice in the Lord, which I hope right now you're even doing, he gives us something to remember. And he says this, remember, the Lord is near. Our Father in heaven is not out in space, far from us, distant from us, but we live and breathe and have our being in him. He's here. He's close. And remember, God is not an ogre, just. The Bible said God is love. And he loves to lavish love on his children, and that's who you are. Can you say that to yourself right now, remembering the Lord is near? My Father is near. None of this is taking him by surprise. I remember years ago, there was a singer that I used to love hear sing, "His Eye is on the Sparrow." His name was Willie Murphy. His eye is on the sparrow. And because God's eye is on the sparrow, we know that he cares for us. This is something Jesus taught our Lord. He said, "Look at the lilies of the field and how they are adorned. Do you not think that God will adorn us even more majestically? And that he feeds the sparrows? That he will take care of us?" I think it's something we need to breathe in. We need to think about not only all the blessings of what God has done, but that the Lord is near. We are in his kingdom right now. His presence is all around us. And then what Paul says is go ahead and pray. Pray the prayers. Talk to the Lord about what's on your heart. What are you concerned about? Pray about your finances. Pray about your health. Pray about these many decisions that need to be made. Lift them up before the Lord, because that's the promise that we don't have to bear them alone, but the Lord will be there with us to carry it. Even imagine him through the Holy Spirit extending his hands and saying, "Let me hold them. You list the prayer, put it in my hand, and I'll take it from there." Paul then says to give thanks, and in this case, I think we're giving thanks for the fact that he does care, that he does listen, that he's very close to us. His heart of compassion is full. He wants us to come under his wings. He wants us to abide in his shadow and to give thanks for that. And then what Paul says, if we do this, peace will come. Peace. And peace is a lot like rest. Rest, relinquish things into God's hand, experience his embrace, seek shalom, give thanks, peace comes. Now, what I have experienced myself is as I take the time and do this, peace is like a trickle that begins to come in. But if I do it more and more and more, suddenly I find that peace, it's greater, it goes deeper, and it lasts longer. Don't you think in all the preparations we're making right now because of what's happening in our world with coronavirus and with the economy, that some time like this would be of a benefit to you? It sure is benefiting me. And I know, I look at a list of all the kinds of things that I need to do and all these warnings that are around me, and I need to stop. Take that posture. Invite the Spirit. Stay in the present moment. Rejoice. Remember he's near. Tell the Lord what your needs are. Give thanks. Peace will come. Now, before we close, I have one do and two don'ts. Here's my one do. Make sure you're helping others whenever you get the opportunity. Even if helping others is giving a phone call, seeing how they're doing, praying. I'll give you a simple example of this. Today, I called my accountant because I need to get my dad's thing settled, and I know that he is an investment broker, and after he shared with me, I said, "Tim, I just need to know something. How are you doing?" He was overwhelmed that I would ask and so thankful. Go ahead and do something like that. If you have a chance to do a good deed, do it. That's my one big do. Here's two don'ts. Please don't blame. don't attach a geography to this virus. Even the World Health Organization, they always admonish us, never attach a geography, just call it for what it is. It's COVID-19. It's the coronavirus. Because we don't want to besmudge any people, and we want to care about everyone around the globe. It's not just about where you are. It's about all the world. That's why Jesus starts the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father." There's a big we in this. And my other don't is, I'm going to encourage you, don't get over consumed with media. That can be anxiety producing. Today I was thinking about the three Hebrew boys when they're being thrown into the fiery furnace. The confidence they had that God would deliver them, but the trust they had, even if He didn't. I think that's mature Christian faith. God's with us. He cares. Nothing's going to happen that in any way compromises who we are in Him. And that in the end, we will all be together rejoicing in Christ. God bless you.